KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 21st day of June for 2018. Well, the final numbers are in, and again, the numbers change slightly. The results do not. According to Amador County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters, Kim Grady, 13,168 votes were cast in the June 5th primary election in Amador County for a 60% turnout. The final numbers are Judge Renee Day with 8,058 to challenger Robert Shell's 4,008. In the race for the County Superintendent of Schools, Robert Steve Russell with 5,878, Amy Slavinsky with 5,568. In the race for Supervisor District 3, Jeff Brown, the winner over incumbent Lynn Morgan, with 1,331 votes to Morgan's 1,083 votes. In the District 3 supervisorial race, Brian Onetto holds on to his seat on the Board of Supervisors, garnering 1,699 votes to challenger Andrea Macon's 1,171. And in the race for the Lockwood Fire Protection District, Cookie Stevens, the winner over Jolene Middlestad. Now, Grady says she will go before the Amador County Board of Supervisors at Tuesday's meeting to certify the election results. Again, a 60% turnout for Amador County voters. Well, Sutter Creek firefighters rolled to a reported structure fire late yesterday afternoon off of Pleasant Drive. When crews arrived, they discovered a portion of the house was involved and the fire had spread to nearby grass. Crews split into two teams and quickly brought both fires under control. The Red Cross was called in to aid the family of three displaced by the fire. CAL FIRE and a hand crew from the Pine Grove camp also were on scene. Air Attack out of Columbia was called in during the initial dispatch, but was turned back. Fire crews remained on scene into the night with mop-up operations. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And CAL FIRE crews in Calaveras County rolled to a wildland fire in the Jenny Lind area early last evening. The flames broke out just after 6 p.m. along Pleasant Oak Drive near Olive Orchard Road off Highway 26. Ground crews were able to get a line around the fire quickly and contain the blaze to 2 acres by 6:45. What sparked the blaze is under investigation. Crews remained on the scene with mop-up operations into the evening. And the Amador Water Agency has approved the sale of an emergency water supply to the Jackson Valley Irrigation District. The Amador Board of Directors approved the sale of 300 acre-feet of water to serve the drinking water needs in the JVID. In addition to operating Lake Amador and providing irrigation water to farmers in the region, the JVID provides drinking water to 130 rural homes and the 200 units of the Oaks Mobile Home Park. It draws on the McCallum River water for its service. However, East Bay Mud has placed limits on when JVID can draw from the river, forcing the water district to seek emergency water supplies. Jackson Valley Irrigation will pay $18 per acre feet of water for a total of $5,400. The agreement is expected to last JVID until the end of the year, at which time it may seek a more permanent arrangement with the Amador Water Agency. In other business, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors approved a 3% cost of living increase in its system-wide water rate. The increase was included in a previously approved rate increase schedule under Proposition 218. And the board also approved a contract for the water agency to provide raw water to the Mace Meadows Golf Course. The replacement of the Main Street Bridge remained the main topic at this week's Sutter Creek City Council meeting. The council voted to approve a contract for road, drainage, and sewer line improvements for several areas adjacent to the current Main Street Bridge. The additional projects would take advantage of the construction equipment already in place for the bridge project. Improvements will be done at Miners Bend Park and on Badger and Eureka Streets. The city engineer gave a report on the progress of the Main Street Bridge project. The west side of the old bridge has been completely removed and work is progressing. The presence of lead paint on the bridge did trigger a delay for 3 weeks. The project is now behind the original schedule. The project now races two deadlines. All work in the creek bed must be completed by October 1st, and the project will have to shut down completely, if not completed by December for winter weather. The council also adopted the city's budget for the coming year. The city plans on spending $3.1 million over the next fiscal year, including $1.7 million from its general fund. $900,000 is allocated to the city's police department, $500,000 to public works, and $220,000 for building and planning services. Well, the Amador County Assessor's Office has completed the assessment work for the 2018-19 tax year, and county assessments went up by 4.52% over the prior year. According to County Assessor Jim Rooney, this is the sixth straight year of increasing assessments and the largest increase in property assessments since 2008. Rooney says the figures are indicative of rising property values, but also show that Amador County real estate values are increasing at a moderate and stable rate. The recently completed assessments will be reflected on the tax bills coming out later in the year. Well, the CHP released more details on that accident that took place on Highway 49 Tuesday afternoon at about 12:10 Tuesday. Glorianne Abel of Plymouth was traveling southbound on Highway 49 just south of Highway 16, approaching Drytown. Kimberly Rowland of Rancho Cordova was traveling northbound on Highway 49, leaving Drytown. Abel allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway, and the right tires of her vehicle entered onto the gravel shoulder. In her attempt to control the vehicle, she abruptly turned left, which sent her vehicle across both lanes of traffic directly into the path of Rowland. Both vehicles collided head-on in the northbound lane of Highway 49. As a result of that collision, both parties and their passengers sustained injuries. Three of the four were flown by air ambulance to regional trauma centers for treatment. The CHP reports no lives were lost due to the fact that all were wearing seatbelts. Highway 49 was closed in both directions for a limited period of time. The closure was primarily to extricate those from the vehicles, as well as coordinate the safe landing of the air ambulance and patient transportation. Well, everyone is welcome to perform at Open Mic Night in Jackson tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at Mountain Ice and Coffee on Main Street. Individuals who feel they're ready for an audience to perform dance, singing, musical theater, Shakespeare, poetry, instrumental music, stand-up, and improv are welcome to take the stage. The atmosphere is relaxing with comfy couches and chairs. Sign-ups are first come, first served. They start at 5:30. For more information, visit amadorarts.org. And Superior Court Judge Don Howard passed away Tuesday evening at the age of 83. He's survived by his wife of 63 years, Janice, son Steve and Mike, and daughter-in-law Pam, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Judge Howard had a colorful life and a varied career, serving as a soldier, cowboy, upholsterer, horseback movie extra, deputy sheriff, district attorney investigator, successful private practice attorney, justice court judge, and superior court judge. Judge Howard became an attorney the hard way, utilizing college equivalency testing and correspondence course law schooling before passing the California bar examination, which eventually led to his various judgeships over 41 years. A celebration of life will be held for Judge Don Howard Tuesday, the 26th, in Pokerville Hall on the Amador County Fairgrounds. And that's a look at local news on this Thursday, the 21st day of June for 2018. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.